wasn't all that long ago. I live in DuPage County. I was out at the Crisis Recovery Center, or what would become the CRC, that we're going to talk about here in a second. And they were just putting up the fencing to build this new addition onto this building to help DuPage residents deal with mental health issues. I got a chance to make a little video that we worked on with our friends over there at DuPage County Health Department. And I cannot believe the speed in which they operated, because they just had the ribbon cutting. Lori Carnahan joins us right now, Deputy Director of Behavioral Health at the DuPage County Health Department. Lori, that happened so fast. It's good to talk to you again.
It is great to talk to you again. It did happen so fast that now it feels like it really came up overnight.
Yeah, that's how I feel about it. You and I had a chance to chat about it. And just for people that don't know, what is this new Crisis Recovery Center?
Yeah, so the Crisis Recovery Center is really going to be that someplace to go for DuPage County residents that are struggling with a mental health or substance use crisis. It's going to be a facility that is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and is the first of its kind because it's open to both adults and youth with a mental health crisis. And we also have an area for those struggling with substance use as well. So it's three distinct areas, and it really allows an alternative to an emergency room or to a 911 call, and really provides a space where, you know, people can come in and meet with mental health and substance use professionals in a setting that's really dedicated for that crisis care.
Can you kind of paint a picture of the way it used to be in a mental health crisis? Maybe it's your kid experiencing something versus now, just to like really highlight the difference between how we used to do it years ago and how we might handle that now as parents in DuPage County.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. And I actually started my career as a crisis worker doing crisis assessments on children back in the day. And those usually were in an emergency room or at a local police department because there was really nowhere to go. So people just didn't know what to do with mental health and substance use crisis. So they did the very traditional thing of, I have to call 911 or I have to take them to an emergency room. And those are great resources when there's a medical emergency or when there's a public safety emergency. But for mental health and substance use, we have to do something different. We have to offer care that is appropriate for what is happening with them right now. So to be able to offer interventions in real time by mental health and substance use professionals, people with lived experience, give them a space and a setting that is non-chaotic, non-institutional, really just provides a place to decompress, to have that safe and inviting space where they can go in and get the help they need.
Yeah, and nothing against the police officers or the hospitals that were dealing with it. They're just not trained in that very specific thing, right? Or they have minimal training on what to do. They're going to try and help out any way they can, of course, but to be able to go here instead. And is that really what it is? Like, let's say, and look, mental health shows its face in many different ways, these crises. So maybe I'm just painting one picture, but then there's many different varieties of how this could come about. But is it middle of the night, your kids start talking in a way that indicates that there might be something seriously wrong, you're worried about what might happen next? Like, instead of calling 911, do I call like the CRC? Do I call that new 988 number and then they refer you over here? Can I literally just drive them over to the building? How do I do this?
Yeah, absolutely. And really any of those ways work. So 988 is that National Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. That's a great first option to be able to reach out to call and get help. From there, our facility answers that call for DuPage County residents, but that's nationwide. So if they call and they need something more, we can also send a team out into the community if that's the easier option for that family. Or they can come to us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And sometimes it is that really of the night, the middle of the night urgent situation, but there's other times where people just don't know what to do. And we want those people to come as well. So if it's an adolescent struggling with depression or, an adult that is really having issues with anxiety or there's a lot of substance use issues going on and they just don't know where to get started, that's also a place for them to come as well. So really, we want to be that catch-all. If you're struggling, we want to be here to help.
Yeah, I was going to say, I use the example of parents, but if you as an individual, you're struggling out there and you've tried a host of things to try and feel better, and you have any sorts of thoughts that are, I mean, and I guess that's an important question too, Lori. Do I have to be at the brink to call you, or can it be earlier on in this process? I'm starting to feel these sorts of things, et cetera.
Yeah, we would love for it to be early on, you know, so when there is something going on and saying, gosh, something's just not right, or something's not going, you know, going well with my family member, let's start here and let's get you on the path to recovery. So it doesn't have to be at that very high level of crisis. We would actually love to be able to intervene earlier and to link to community resources so we can get them where they need to be to get the help that they need.
I can just picture parents out there thinking, well, this sounds great, but my kid, I'm concerned, but we're not at that point yet, or I'm embarrassed to call, or you shouldn't be, of course, but I'm worried that they're going to say, well, they don't know, you're not in total crisis yet. I guess if anyone's even having those thoughts, is just calling you guys, calling 998, calling the center, just a good first start. I mean, just start talking to someone at the center and they may say, yeah, come on in, or no, we'll send someone out to you, or some third option.
Yes, absolutely. That is the first step in all of this process, is just reach out. And I think this center and 988 and all of our mobile crisis teams, we're really here to help reduce that stigma. If you're not feeling well physically, you're going to reach out to your doctor. You're hopefully not waiting to the point that you have to go to the emergency room. So the same thing here. If you're struggling with your mental health or having substance use problems, reach out. Get that first step so you don't have to wait until it's a full-on emergency.
I got to ask, because unfortunately in this country it is the way it is. Some people, if they're having a physical crisis, they will avoid going to the doctor for fear that insurance isn't going to cover it. Maybe they are underinsured or don't have insurance. How does that work with mental health care in DuPage County? Do people's insurances usually cover it, or are people going to be stuck with some giant bill after they come to the facility? Like, I know that's going to be a worry of some people, and we definitely don't want that to be a barrier to entry.
Yes, absolutely. We do not want to be that to be a barrier to entry. So if somebody has insurance, and we will bill the insurance for the services that can be covered. And then if they need support with paying bills or getting insured, we have specialists available to be able to help them through that. So yes, the goal is that they're not going to get a very large bill, that, you know, we're going to bill insurance for all of the services that we can. And then we'll work with individuals to make sure they have the right type of insurance.
I know that, you know, as a DuPage resident, I'm proud of this. There's a million of us in DuPage County. It's a big county population-wise. Of course, a lot of our listeners don't live in DuPage County. I know that you guys are proud of this, and it's happy to be. We're number one in this area. I'm sure you feel that way. But I'm sure other communities will start to reach out to see what you guys are doing. And I would hope and I assure that you guys will talk to other counties on how they can build up to reach maybe what you guys are doing. I mean, I'm sure everyone chats in this sphere, and the ultimate goal is making an entire population that is healthier mentally and physically.
Oh, absolutely. We are really hoping that this is a model that could be replicated throughout the state. So, you know, not everybody may have this, you know, new building available, but the services inside the building and what we're making available for people, that's what's the important piece. And that can be replicated across the state. And we are working with, you know, any organization that has questions, and we've been working at the state level to be able to talk about this model, because it's really important and it should be the standard for crisis care.
Okay, let's say I want to learn more about this, but it's not an emergency. I'm not calling 988. Is there a number you want them to call, a website you want people to go to just to peruse on their own?
Yes, absolutely. So we just launched our website earlier this week. So you can go to DuPageCRC.org and get all of the information on the center and on all of our crisis services.
The website works. I just did it. And, you know, first week on a new website, you never know. So I'm glad it works. Yes. DuPageCRC.org. Congrats on the building. One day I got to get your construction guys back on the show, because they must have met every deadline, because I was just there, I feel like, Lori, and it was a fence around a dirt pile. So congrats on that. And Lori, it's great to talk with you again. We'll do it again soon, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.